Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Veronica Chanel. I want you to keep it locked to this amazing station. You want to know why? Because the Lady Boss Show is getting ready to come on. Bam!
What's going on, guys? This is independent recording artist Jerris Cook, and you can find me on Instagram at Jerris Cook Music. And you are tuned into the sounds of the Lady Boss Show with the one and only Veronica Charnel.
What's up, everybody? It's Courtney Williams with Life is Court on YouTube, and you're listening to The Lady Boss Show with Veronica Charnel.
Hey, 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 what's up to the people of God, to the body of Christ? Kings and queens around the world, how are you? How are you doing? Welcome to the Lady Boo Show. Did you like that opening? I did a little switcher and a roo. Did you notice the switcher and a roo, which means switcheroo? You know how I do. If you are new to my show, hello. I am Veronica Charnel, the creator, the producer, the bae of the Lady Boss Show. Here on this platform, this show, on this amazing station, I talk about trending stories, different things going on around the world, and then I talk about anything and everything, our three pillars that's pertaining to lifestyle, entertainment, and business. And yes, sometimes I like to throw in the word of the Lord, empowerment, or, you know, something to let the positive energy, positive vibe, positive flow to just penetrate you, your ears and your mind, because 2020 has been something else. It has uncovered a lot of things. It has caused us to take a moment and check ourselves and even take inventory. I call it audit check. Of our own selves, that of somebody else. It have showed us that racism is definitely still here, and who has a problem with it. It has showed us the brokenness in the government system as well. But above all, God is still king. He's still supreme, and he still have all power. Now throw your head back and say, "Garabashike." Shout out to my seats and saints. How are y'all doing? Are you doing okay, boo? I hope you're resting. What? You were busy. Now you a seasoned saint. You ain't supposed to be busy. You're supposed to dedicate that. Let somebody else do it for you now. I'm just saying. So listen, guess what? This show, today's show, is gonna be a little bit different. It's gonna be still gonna have some music, but it's gonna be less music, because guess what? I do have a co-host with me. Yes. I think I'm gonna nickname her Cousin Courtney. She is really, truthfully, real life my cousin. Known her since a little girl. She's a grown woman now, and she got something to say. You understand? She got something to say. I asked her to come before my show, but I'm bringing her back because I see something in her. The Lord has showed me something. So I'm like Moses when he saw that burning bush that was on fire, but it was not consumed. Let me turn and see what's really going on. So the Lord has showed me something about Courtney. Her name is Courtney Williams. She's going to be coming up a little late in the show. We're going to be having a discussion. A discussion, honey, about Trump, racism, and this these African angels that apparently we were not taught in church. I was not taught that. I'm just saying. But you know, she may not know a whole lot about Paula White, but I know a lot about Paula White. seasoned saints know about Paula Wright. We're not here to bash. No, we're not here to bash. We're not here to gossip. I don't do that. But I am going to speak my mind. I am going to speak my opinion in a Holy Ghost sanctified manner. That's all I got to say. Those of you who have listened to my show before, you know how I do it. And I told you that sometimes you hear just me, and then I have some interviews, and then I'm going to have some co-hosts. Well, now it's time to bring in the co-host. Hey, and we'll have our discussion. Let's get into the music. Hey.
Everybody trying to weather the storm. Trust me when I say I've been there before. I had days when it didn't seem fair. You said the load was never too much to bear. Things I had to go through so I could better know you. Cause when I know I can't do it on my own, you're the one that I am leaning on. All things work too. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all good, you still need to pray. The Lord hears you when you pray, and He responds when you pray. Lord, all I can do is pray. So much pain in the world, they've been taking our girls and enslaving them, real talk. All the hate being spread and the blood being shed, I can tell that we need God. I can't do it on my own. You're the one that I'm leaning on. All things work together for the good. And if you said it, then it must be true. So in the morning I pray. When I feel like I ain't gonna make it, that's when I pray. And now I know even when it's all good, you still need to pray. Find somewhere you can run to.
All right, everybody. I do have my my co-host with me today. I do have Cousin Courtney has joined me today for Trending Stories. Hello, Cousin Courtney.
Hi. Hello.
I am so glad to have you on the Lady Boss Show. I know you came here last time. I want you to kind of give us a little bit update on what you've been up to. Because it looks like, if I'm not mistaken, you and the other cousin, I have two cousin Courtneys. So the other cousin, Courtney, both of them are coming together and they're going live on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. So I want to kind of tell us exactly who had that idea, because I shared your last Facebook live stream. And I said, speak, cousin, speak. Because y'all were just like, just telling the truth about relationships. So kind of talk us through a little bit how that got started.
Well, we all grew up as a close family. I say that. Me and Courtney, we placed close, relate a lot more to being single, getting out of like long-term relationships and then just becoming single, learning how to be single and be content. So I came up with the idea of, let's share our stories with other people, because I'm used to that. Like, I have a YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel. And just telling people about my experiences and stuff, and her experiences are so good. And she's a mom, so she goes to the different extremes, and she can reach other people that I can't. So we can't to be able to reach single women and men that are going through breakups, trying to learn how to be content with God and bring that self-love, and you know,
just Yeah, so last time you guys were talking about relationships and stuff, someone said y'all should name the live stream. Is it something about the court they were saying? Someone left a comment and I said that. Now that is...
The court something. I remember that, but I can't remember the name. I think it was the last one. I have to go back and do it.
Yeah, I said, that's a good name now. Because I said, I like that. Because it fit kind of both. And then you guys been getting views. You've been getting engagement. Like, people are asking to me, I'm gonna bring the popcorn and just sit and listen to you talk. So I was like, well, you know what? I am not the only cousin who likes to just sit and talk and have a conversation.
Yeah, right.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's because a lot, you know, our family don't really be into that, but we are.
I'm about sharing my experiences to help somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see you and the other Courtney do that. So for our trending topics, we got to talk about it. This COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. I said before that COVID-19 is on doing a world tour again with, I call it the Sister Rona, because the Guardian said in the month of November actually is on track to be the worst month. For the pandemic, as far as the U.S. cases begin to surge. And I'm like, what can be worse? What can be worse than March?
Right.
March and April. And I don't know. Is it, for me, I feel like the administration, I'm going to say it, Trump, has a lot to blame for the reason why. What do you think for not enforcing?
I tread very lightly on subjects like this. I also will tell the truth. Mm-hmm. So, as far as the coronavirus, I think we released people too quickly. I think we should have stayed a little bit longer. I think we should have put certain boundaries in place and kept it. Because, you know, once we went into phase 2 or 3, you know, people start going crazy. They didn't... like the other day, we had a famous YouTuber come to Wilson, Mr. Beast, and there was a lot of people standing on the other side of the street, and nobody had masks on, a crowd of people. So that's what I would say. People have to be responsible for people. You know, Trump should have enforced things, yes, but people should be responsible for themselves, be responsible for others. If you're going to be out, have your mask on, or, you know, just be precautious. Don't go out. You know, yeah. So, Trump.
Child.
I'm definitely, and a lot of people get on me about this. I tread lightly, and because I have words I want to say, but
about Trump?
Pray for the people that are leading us, you know.
Yeah.
While he's leading us, let's pray for him because he's leading us. Like,
yeah. So I'm like, will somebody get a moving truck in front of the White House right now? I just come out and say, I don't even care. Uh-huh. I just said, somebody get two men in a truck. If they don't know who that is, that's a big time local moving company here in North Carolina. We see it a lot. I mean, get somebody, get a U-Haul and go. Right. I'm done. Yeah. I'm just done with him and his little hissy fit moments. Mm-hmm. I'm just done with them little hissy fit moments. I'm just like,
right.
I can't deal. I just can't deal. So I feel that because sometimes he went out and held rallies and he poked fun at it and said he was tired of hearing it. I'm tired of hearing about the COVID. Well, everybody's tired of hearing about the COVID. You know, I want to go to the store again without having to put my mask on every time, right. Or go to the grocery store or to the post office. But right now you can't do that. And I think that's the reason, but I agree with you. The reason why a lot of it surged is because they were pressuring, like open, open, open. Right. And now it's open, and now here we get with new cases.
Yeah, and I feel like people are not really being responsible. They're not, I understand, they open it, like you can gather as much as you want to, or however many people, but I think we should still use common sense, and because it's all in what you do locally. You know what I'm saying? You get upset when Roy Cooper, when he brings the numbers back down, but I've seen some dumb stuff, like, you know, take precautions.
Yeah.
Even the job, like, and I ain't gonna...
You can go ahead and say, it's my show, child.
Like, going to these jobs, if people are sick, a lot of these jobs are keeping it quiet, not telling these people that all these people in the company have COVID. Second, sometimes my job can do it, but a lot of these jobs are requiring you to still come to work while you're sick.
Are you serious?
Yes. And I
thought you're supposed to be quarantined. What happened to the quarantine?
Well, now that we will quarantine, but
you know what? That's shady.
It is. If you know somebody got COVID, why are you keeping it a secret?
Right.
Let me know so I can go home.
That is, they got the cooties, what we would say when I was little. They got the cooties. Don't nobody want that? They're highly contagious. Even the ones, there's some people that have it and they don't know it, but they don't show any symptoms. But they can still spread it. And right. The next person get it, they could just shut all the way down, end up in the hospital. Even the North Carolina hospitalizations is at an all-time high, they said, right. On the local news. But that is some hot mess. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I've heard of different factory jobs where I heard somebody had 19 COVID cases and they were not letting people were still working. Could have shut it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not right. That's a hot mess. That's why the cases have gone up so much during this season. This is holiday season too, and we got to do all that we can to get into the holiday spirit.
Right.
You know, if you think about it, and that's what I'm going to say it. That's what Anthony Fauci was trying to warn everybody. Mm-hmm. But guess who didn't listen? Mm-hmm. I mean, but see, now it's here.
Yeah.
So hopefully, I'm going to say I've been fussing. I haven't been fussing. I've been acting up a little bit on social media when certain people be talking about Biden and stuff. Election night, I did put in the comments the blue wave was coming and the blue walls. Hopefully when the blue waves start come in and when they start in January, Harris and Biden, I should say Biden and Harris, then that hopefully that will help kind of get a control of things, because everything is out of control because of Trump. But I'm gonna try to behave, but I don't care. Now, because Trump is, because they get on my nerves with this voter fraud business because you lost. Mm-hmm. That's another thing I don't like. Right. They feel that, someone said the Democratic machines. I didn't know the machines when you go vote was Democratic. When the machine become Democratic, or the software? I heard it on NBC and CNN.
I thought they had people counting the votes. From what I saw, different videos and stuff.
They're saying that there was a possible software glitch, and that some people they used the ballots that were submitted was some of them was deceased, dead people, but they can't find no evidence just yet. So that's why they're calling for a recount, especially in, like in Georgia, because they feel within the recount they'll find the fraud.
There's a lot of stuff I've seen on the internet. I'm telling you, this whole election, I just been reading some of these comments from both sides, and it's so sad how divided we are. It's the red party, the blue party. Can I ask you a question though? Why don't, as Americans, why don't people respect each side and agree to disagree?
I don't know. I do know one side, it seems like they're for, I'm gonna go ahead and say it, Confederates. And that's maybe touchy for some people, but it seems like the Republicans is for those who represent the Confederacy, like they're for corporate more so than the middle class. If I would say, it just seemed like they may be in a higher income bracket, and they really can care less about those who are not in that income bracket. For an example, like the Senate, the Republican Senate agreed to nominate someone as a judge, but they can't pass a stimulus check. And they left. You understand what I'm saying? And you got people in businesses across the United States that are suffering, but y'all made it your business to listen to Trump and nominate somebody. It's just that, I think that's where the problem coming at, Courtney. One side is like, we're for this, and we're not really studying y'all. We're not trying to help you get to a certain point. We're trying to maintain those who created this system. That's what I mean by systematic racism. Mm-hmm. Trying to maintain this system because it only benefits a certain set of people and not the United States as a whole. That's a good question, though, because it's ironic. And I talk about it. We're called United States.
Yeah, it's so, like, this whole thing has been so divisive. And I took the time out to ask a few people. I asked Biden supporters and I asked Trump supporters. And I have to be like, with this, with me learning and stuff, because everything is so touchy, so sensitive. You're not really allowed. You're not really. It seems like you're not really allowed to have your own opinion these days, because if you do, you'll be bashed. And people say they want unity, but if you go and try, now I'm not. Racism, I have no patience for that. Right. For people like that, especially the ones that's stuck and they cannot be free from it. Like, I've dealt with a few people like that at work. But I will say, I asked certain Trump supporters, I asked them, I say, okay, what are your reasonings for voting for this person? I asked Biden supporters, what are your reasonings for voting for somebody? Because somebody younger is their first time voting. What can you tell me about the candidate that you're voting for without bashing the other candidate? You
know? Right. They should be able to do that.
Yeah. Teach me why you're voting for Biden. Teach me why you're voting for Trump. That way I can vote for what works best for me and my family. You know what I'm saying? I did not find anybody that could do it without bashing the other.
What? Yeah. All you got to do is just answer what Biden stands for.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, because that's your side. That's your vote.
Right.
But as far as when it comes to like Trump, I don't even bother, child, because that's not my candidate.
Yeah.
But Biden, everybody should be able to just answer that, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. I haven't found anybody as far as like when I ask people on either side. It might sound like I don't know what to say, but I'm just trying to tread lightly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a very transparent person. And sometimes I can just say it. just seeing stuff.
I think it runs in the family, though.
Just seeing stuff on Facebook, you kind of really don't, you're kind of not really able to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I get in trouble, I don't care. I'd be like, y'all come for me. I don't care.
I know we're held accountable for what we say. So I want to make sure I'm not pushing my opinion on someone and for them to believe the same way I believe. So when I do come to them with my beliefs, it's fact. It is not based upon hate, and it's not based upon you know what I'm saying? It's based upon pure fact. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because I'm all for diversity, and I talk about it all the time on my show. I don't like racism. We won't raise to be racist.
Right. Exactly.
And even in our family is multi. We got our family not just black.
Right.
We have, you know, we're mixed with that Native American. Right. And then we have white people in our family. Exactly. So it's like it's mixed. So we're not raised to hate. But then we come out into this world and we work.
Yeah, and I will say this election has really shown me racism. And like I said, I have some amazing Caucasian friends. I have a lot of friends, different backgrounds and everything. But you really see the racism come out from, I guess my discernment was not working. I don't know, or I'm definitely not praying for them and I want to see the good. And then I'm like, well, you know, she's just not used to black people way, this and that. But I'm going to spill a little tea.
Go ahead and spill the sweet tea, child, because this year, 2020, all the hitting bigots grandkids came out. Child, that's why everybody came out and voted.
Yeah. I heard somebody was having a conversation about the election, and they were in the middle of getting ready to say something, and I won't say where, but I will say they should no longer be there. But one of my friends, I won't say what type of relationship, because then I'll give away where it was at, and then I'll get in trouble. But
yeah, the other Courtney gonna be like, you telling stuff.
So I told her about it, and it is ridiculous. But I will say, they were in the middle of talking about the election, and I guess they were upset because Trump had lost, and they were getting ready to say those N-words.
So what? Say what now?
They were in the middle of saying those N-words, but they saw my friend, which is African American. They saw her coming, and they stopped themselves. And my friend ended up telling me. So the other day, when was it? Thursday? When did I go to work? Tuesday. I overheard her talking about it again. I didn't hear her say the N-word thing, but I overheard her talking about the election. And I'm like, in any professional setting, any place where there are other people that might have a different opinion, unless you're just having a civil conversation, I don't think you should be talking about things like that, because it could cause controversy. I thought you couldn't talk about it.
Especially in the workplace. Yeah.
And I thought we were not supposed to.
No. The most employers have like zero tolerance for like religion and politics.
Right.
Because those are touchy, especially. I think that now politics can be more touchy than religion.
Oh yeah.
In some cases.
And I'm okay with talking about it if we're having a civil conversation where you're respecting my side and I'm respecting your side. We're just understanding, like, oh, okay. But when you're literally, like, it took everything in me. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
You can just.
Did you approach her about it?
No, that's the only. Did I? I couldn't. The only reason why I couldn't, I had my babies with me.
Okay.
Work with children. The only reason why I didn't is because of that conviction. But I'm just like, where is your conviction? She literally just said it freely from what was told to me. You just, yeah, those N-words, this and that.
Whoa. So she's saying that it was the blacks that caused him to lose, but instead of saying black, she said the N-word?
She's claiming that somebody came by and spray painted her Trump signs black.
Oh, you don't know what color was that though. Huh. Why would she say N-word? Because this is the, that's why I was talking about this the other week on the show. I said, I gave a special shout out to the Republicans that voted Democrat. There's Republicans that went Democrat. And I say, you know what? Y'all got a special place in my heart.
Right.
For doing that, because that says a lot about your integrity and your mind. That you not, and you, and then by the fact that you're willing to be different from the rest of your group. Right. You know, usually the Republican Party, every time we see their convention, is just white people. Mostly. That's it. Democrats, you got all kinds. It could have been someone Latino. It could have been someone
white.
It could have been, yeah, that's white Democrats. Look at Biden. I mean,
you can't judge people like that.
No, see that, see, the, like the Bible said, it came out of her heart. So that's what's in her heart. That's what's in her.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. A lot of times they will, I have heard some whites say, African-Americans will make excuses about, we will blame it's racism and this and that. Oh, it's not racism. Oh, it's not this. Y'all just making excuses. Now, can't nobody make an excuse.
No.
That racism has never left. That's why 2020 is the year of uncovering, in my
opinion. Great exposure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely showing the hearts of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And it really hurts because I've...
You should have went to like a manager or something on that.
I think I am. Well, actually, the person that hurt her did. And that's what really hurt me. Nothing was done.
What?
That's why I said she should not be there.
No, she shouldn't be there. Yeah.
And I'm not even supposed to be talking about it because it's not like a public thing. But I'm fed up. I feel like you should not be able to get away.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a wise move knowing HR laws. It would be wise for them to try to come back on you for something that somebody else said. That manager and that person should be held accountable. Right. See, child, I should have became a lawyer. Or a prostitute, I'll be getting everybody.
me too. It don't matter who you are to me. Hey, you got to go.
Yeah, that is that. Nah, see, not that would cause me. I would have to pray if I worked in your place of employment and ask God to really help me with her.
Yeah,
I'll be wanting to think about her ancestors.
You can tell she's very prejudiced. I could just tell by the way she looks at me and other people of color. I could just tell. And I'm very uncomfortable around her. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't hide. She doesn't come out and say she is, but she doesn't hide her actions and her faces. And then I feel like you work with African-American people and you work with African-American children.
Mm-hmm. Like,
I trust you.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned throughout the years, corporate America, if anybody work in the banking, you learn, you see some of everything. Mm-hmm. And corporate America will train you. They know how to put up and deal with for the money.
Yeah.
And that's why sometimes in back in the day, I don't know if they see it too often now, they will hire what they call an Oreo, a chocolate chip for EEOC purposes.
Mm-hmm. And you that's mean like it. A black person
this is,
that
this is like, yeah, this is the truth. Mm-hmm. And they know it. That but you won't go so far.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? That's part of that systematic racism. Girls and stuff like that get me hot and bothered.
But see, I'm definitely like, since I've been growing in God, and I don't mean to sound all deep, but this is just who I am. I really pray for the hearts of those people because I really want to understand why is that hate so deep rooted. And now I'm not a butt kiss or anything, but I definitely make it like I try to explain to, if I know that you are undercover but you act like you're not, but because I've heard conversations before and different people who are white have come to me and said, well, that person really doesn't like black people because that person isn't racist, but the people they're telling me about, they are. And I make it my business to be friendly. I break down that stereotype that they have. My patience is real thin, though. It's thin.
But you're showing that godly love, though.
Yeah, I do. And I pray for them because I'm like, that's hate. And racism is it's a heart problem. Like, you really need to check your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't understand. It hurts. It really does hurt my feelings, though. Because, like, it's a lot of people that will smile in your face, but really they may not be racist, but they're prejudiced.
Girl, to me, that's the same.
Yeah, to me.
In a way, it's the same. If you don't like somebody because they're brown or their hair texture is a little more coarse, rougher than yours, you got a serious problem. Yeah. And then the first part of the year when all this stuff was coming out, I can't even watch, ever since George Floyd, I can't even watch those videos. I don't even want to see anymore because it was so much going on. That really bothered me and it really affected me to see that. And what was so crazy, the Lord spoke to me 2 or 3 weeks, almost a month before all this started coming out about hitting bigots. It was like I just kind of threw it off, but he was preparing me. No, there's some hidden bigots around here. Mm-hmm. God ain't cool with no hatred. You hate somebody because that's miscreation. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know why they were like that. And then even to see them on the news when they sort of turned down those Confederate monuments, they were so into that daggone statue. And then that's the problem with the United States. I said it before, they monumented this foolishness. This hatred demon, and put their names on building, and then not to hear them on the news talk about this is our history. Oh, your history. They absolutely right. But you stuck on that statue like that?
Right, right, exactly.
Something wrong.
Exactly. I don't understand that. I don't. And then I saw a comment. I'm not gonna say that. But like I said, I wasn't really educated in the Confederate flag thing. I did a little bit of research, and I guess that was the fight to where they wanted to. Some wanted to keep slaves, and some didn't want to. Mm-hmm. I guess that's what, when I asked one of my vanilla brothers and sisters, I was like, okay, what does it mean? What does this flag represent? They was just like, it was the war between this and that and the third. Some people keep it, and they're like, some people, it doesn't stand for that. They just, it's for Southern whatever. And I was like, there is a meaning to the flag.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. there ain't no, oh, it's just a Southern thing. No, I look at what the flag mm-hmm. represents.
Yeah, yeah.
I go by, you represent that then.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, because I have seen one time, like in Greenville, North Carolina, it was like almost 2 years ago, I think. Something happened and somebody took this humongous Confederate flag and he had it on the back of his truck driving down the street and pulled into one of the sheets of gas stations. So I don't know who that cop was, but shout out to that white police officer. He followed him and pulled up behind him and he said, you got to take that down. I was like, oh, snap. Because we don't expect, if the white people may not know, when whites be like, I ain't down with that, we as African American, all blacks can agree with me. We go like, oh snap, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. That's like, he said, that flag is too large, mm-hmm. it's too big, and you don't not supposed to be having that waving like that in the back of that truck. I mean, it was a big one. I'm like, are you trying to make a statement?
Right.
You know how many centuries ago they waved that flag?
Right.
And y'all maintain that from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? And those who had them flag, girl, they know that they did not like blacks at all.
Yeah, that's why I just ask questions. I'm just like, explain to me what that means to you. And mm-hmm. explain to me how it's not offensive. You know, because mm-hmm. I'm willing to learn. I'm willing to hear your side as long as you're willing to hear mine. And I'm mm-hmm. like I said, I'm definitely a person of love. I love you whether you hate me. And it's a lot of people that can't do that. But mm-hmm. I'm responsible for my own heart. I'm trying to make it in heaven. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. like I said, my patience is thin and God is still working on me. I surely ain't perfect. But mm-hmm. I cannot tolerate racism. That's one thing that just literally, I have to pray for God to let me keep this heart, because I'm like,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to tell that lady some things. I wanted to pour this out. You come here. Hey, come here. Let me figure out what's going on here. Because at this point,
you better look here now. Look at here. Look at here.
Let me tell you something, sis. She done offended me plenty of times.
Child, that can easily be reported though. And a lot of people have done that unreported. But that manager or that owner mm-hmm. needs to do something about it. But y'all don't, it don't need to be sliding. Something is wrong with that. Because what if she mistreat a black child or a Latino kid?
Yeah, you have to watch out.
You could be against Mexicans in the United States or, you know, Latin, like Trump did. That bothers me. I don't want to go there because when I think about how they took them children from them and then they're like, they're separated from their parents, it reminds me, you know what? That's the same thing that they did to blacks way back in the way back. Mm-hmm. How they took them from their rightful place, from their comfort zone, and made them totally uncomfortable. And then they go, now today, you think that's like normal. Mm-mm. Right. That's why for some people, when I put comments on Facebook, I gotta say, Lord, I hope the bishop ain't nobody see it. When I put certain comments, when they be coming for me, child, I come back at them so hard in the Holy Ghost manner, though, Courtney, the Holy Ghost manner. But they don't say absolutely nothing, Holly, back. Like one try to come for me, I say, you need to tell you need to ask your ancestors how is hell, because mm-hmm. If you think they in heaven with Abraham, Moses, and Joshua, you got another. With hatred in your heart, I don't think so.
Right.
That's not the kind of God we serve.
I know. That's why I make sure there is none on my end.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you got going on, but I don't hate you. And that's it. That's why I said conversations need to be had. Because that's why God, he got to go ahead and snatch that. He got to snatch that thought right out of my head before I even comment towards some of these things on both ends. Because I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I don't understand. I don't know. Like I said, I know what I want to say, but I'm treading lightly.
Yeah, it's not on. I like what I was watching SportsCenter, and it was a black report anchor, and it was a white one. He's out of New Jersey, I think New Jersey. He's in New York, and he said it right, and I can't believe he said it. He said racism, the whole issue. It's a color issue with the white people. He said it's a white issue, and he was white himself. He said this issue is not with blacks. It's not with anybody else. He said this issue is strictly with white people. When he said that, I turned all the way around. I said, did that white man just say that?
Yeah.
I could not believe it. He said it's not a problem with y'all. It's the white people, the one that has the problem. I'm like, darn. But when you hear one that say that, it kind of like,
that's how you know it's not all white people, but you have this, I believe it's a good amount of
mm-hmm.
people. Because like I said, I know some amazing, my vanilla brothers and sisters, I know some amazing.
Vanilla.
You know, I want to make sure that I put that down. It's not all of them. It's a lot of sweet ones that literally stand against racism with us. There was a lot of people that protest. I saw a lot of people protest.
And they were white out there protesting.
Right. I saw a lot of them protesting. They stood with us. But then I had a few friends that were hush hush. They didn't say anything. Like on my Snapchat, that's where people really show their true colors, on Snapchat. They know not to do it on Facebook. Yeah. I posted something. I was just like, I had a friend that I had a white friend that came to me and said, I don't see color and this and that and the third. You don't see color. And how much, they're just telling me how much she loved black people, this and that and the third. But as soon as that stuff happened with George Floyd, there were a lot of them that didn't say anything. And then there were a lot of people that said, you know how the ones that you shouldn't have resisted type people.
Mm-hmm.
And I just asked them, so that gives you the authority to kill somebody?
Right. They didn't say anything. I like what Rihanna said at an award show. I can't remember which one. She said, you know, the white ones, they listen to our music. In other words, some of them date them. They date if they want to marry you. She said, tell them to pull up.
Pull up. Yep, I saw that.
Said, when certain things happen, they want to be your friend. They want to do this. They say they're not racism, but she said this is the time you pull up.
Yeah. Where are you at? Not, you have my back.
If they don't pull up, no. Because they, you know, they don't want to look, they want to stay in that circle with their people. That's how I feel. I guess they'll get pressured if they stand up and be different. But it was nice.
And you know what? I've actually had someone say that. And you know what? I actually took the time to listen. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't know if my discernment was off with some of those co-workers and stuff, but this girl, she genuinely talked to me. She was just like, you know, like, I love you. And I was just like, it's the pressure of, you know, because my family is this way, but I'm not. So, and she's young. So I was like, I understand. I was just like, look, I'm not asking you to go out there and put a Black Lives Matter sign in your yard. That would be nice. But I'm not asking you to do that. I'm just saying, you can speak out. You can try to educate your family. You know, you know, you don't got to go back and forth with them, but educate them. Tell them of all the great, great Black people, you know, great friends that are not this way and that way. Tell, you know, try to educate them. What are you doing to educate your family? That way you are able to speak out. That way you are able to have those conversations openly. You know?
Yeah, they should. And then maybe that will help. Granted that some are set in their ways.
So yeah, that's true.
They may not, you know, but at least you have somebody that's different, that's willing to say, no, that's not right. I'm not going to continue that. Because that's what you need. That a lot of that went on because it's from that generation. Mm-hmm. And the problem is when you have, some of them is holding on to it, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
I don't know. But if they feel that this is their country, if they feel one girl said that, they call her Karen. D.L. Hewley posted a video on his Instagram. She said we allowed and let y'all, and y'all messing up my city. I'm like, oh snap. That's when I did it. I said it on my radio show. I said, then y'all need to pay taxes then.
You didn't allow us to do anything.
You don't, I'm like, Chad, that's how I said, excuse me.
Yeah, don't let me see that coming.
I was like, oh my God, she was a young white girl. She said she gonna raise her son up to have that mind. But when you say let, then I said, well, then y'all need to pay. You pay your rent, you pay your mortgage, you pay your car. If because you own that, you pay your cell phone, your light. I don't pay your stuff. You don't pay mine.
Right.
Why are we paying taxes then?
Right.
Only them pay. But they will get quiet, some of them, and be like, nah, nah, nah. But you own it. You see how stupid that sounds?
Wow.
And that's how racism is. It's stupid. So, I don't care. Them people was looking for her over there on them. I think she's in Portland on the West Coast. I could not believe that like that girl actually, who taught her that?
Her mom.
That I said, Lord, you should have pimp slapped them.
her mama taught her that. No, I'm just joking.
I said you should have pimp slapped. And then while we on the racism thing, a lot of the especially the African American church is getting on Paula White. Now you know what? I don't know what's going on. Every time I think of Paula White, I don't care. I see this scripture that if the devil is Satan could, he'll fool the very elect.
I never heard of her.
I started listening to Paula White years ago, and she was the one that introduced me this principle that Israel, I believe they still uphold today, is first fruits. She was the first one pulling out all of Israel's principle that's in the Old Testament, because sometimes the Old Testament be difficult for me to understand back then. I got better understanding now. And I was like, oh, so she started really teaching me these things and these different types of offerings unto God that Israel did. She was, from then to now, I see a difference in her. I don't know what happened. I know she's been through a lot of switching and changing in her marriage and stuff in church, but still the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost should be with you. But when you come off the first of all, I got an issue with her being with Trump, and I got an issue with these African angels.
I don't have an issue with her being with Trump. I have an issue.
I don't
understand the African angels. But I did, before I came up here, I asked God, because I walked outside, I asked God, help me to say the right thing on this subject, because it has really become a whole comedy show with what she was saying up there. And like I said, one thing, I don't care what anybody thinks about Courtney. I don't care if we agree to disagree. I'm not speaking ill on that lady, because I don't know what she was saying. I don't know nothing about no angels in Africa. I'm not sharing that post. I don't know what she was saying.
I didn't share it.
I'm not sharing it. I don't comment. I'm really going to pray for her because, like I said, everybody was saying how great she was before. Now everybody is against her. And I understand because I don't know what she was saying. But like I said, I am going to pray for her because I ain't never heard of that. You know what
Me
I said?
Either.
Never
Me
heard
either.
That. And I pray.
See, and I follow her on Twitter. And I see a change in her. I know everybody changes as you progress throughout the years and months you're getting older. I know that. But I'm talking about a spiritual.
Yeah.
There's something different. And a lot of people is probably talking because they see it. Paula White wasn't like that before. And it's kind of hard. First of all, on her Twitter, she mentioned that she was praying, asking God to, she said they're trying to steal the election. That's what she believed. She said they were trying to steal the election. And she put a post on Twitter that she was asking the Lord to reveal the enemies. So I'm like, well, who's the enemy? Is it black people? Is it the voters? Is it those who's counting the ballots? Who's the enemy?
No, I don't think it's that. Because sometimes I could be a little conspiracy theorist. So, like I said, I'm not even going into that.
I have to be honest before God. And then I don't like this. She has never said African angels before. Never. Angels come from heaven. If you're going to pick a location, pick Israel.
It was the pick location
Jerusalem,
for me.
Pick Nazareth, Bethlehem. Over there where Calvary.
Galilee somewhere.
The River Jordan.
I'm not supposed to be laughing at this cousin. I'm not supposed to be laughing.
But
I don't know why she picked Africa. I don't know. But when I heard it, it really took me back because I was just like, so we grew up in the older church, you know, going to church with my grandma. I never heard anybody speak in tongues like that. And I was just like, all right, God. And a lot of people are like, that's obvious. You should know that ain't God. It might be. But I have become a person, I don't listen to other people. You might be wellly right. And I would definitely use wisdom. But even my grandma was just like, I don't know where she got it from. People get mad at me because it's like, you being too deep. And I don't care. I pray for that lady because I don't know her. I never heard of her. I never heard of her. You said she was good, you know, back in the day. I trust you.
Oh, yeah. She was, she will always be at TD Jakes' conference. Yeah. And she had, like, she was on, what, TBN, Daystar. She well-known. She well-known. And that's why, I think that's why. Some people may say they're picking on her. No, I think a lot of people is kind of taken away or shocked at what she said. And the Paula White today.
Right. No, she's a whole meme, though. Like, people have made her a meme.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then some people is like, how can you say, she said that she can't be close to somebody that's not in covenant with her God when she was live on Facebook. And so someone put in the comments, well, how can you be praying that Trump win? And someone asked, is he in covenant with God? Because she said, I think this is how all this started. She said, the Lord said, Trump, you're going to win. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people's like, wait a minute. If God said that, he would have won. So now they're kind of looking at her sideways now. And then she calls out African angels. I think that's what all of it. And you know, with the black community, that's kind of touchy, like from Africa. I'm like, where did that come from? I would like to talk to her. I really would.
There we go. Say, yeah. Let's have some conversations. Yeah.
Why you calling out Africa? Why didn't you call out Jerusalem or something? Bethlehem. I'll think of that. I wouldn't think of Africa. I'm just sorry. To all the black people, I wouldn't think of Africa. I wouldn't even think of nothing on earth.
Has she explained it at all?
No, girl. She's ignoring it. She just says she's under persecution. She didn't mention that she was called to do what she do.
So now everybody doesn't believe it. Now all of a sudden they don't like her.
Yeah, I think they started kind of pulling away from her when she started rolling with Trump from the get-go. Because she's Trump's spiritual, she's a presidential advisor. I really do. Because if Trump stands for one thing, it's just like this. If, like that lady on your job, to give you a better example, if anybody get real close to her and you know that person is a racist, what's the first thing we're going to think? Wait a minute now. You rolling with that person, they're a racist. Are you like in agreement with this? I believe that's what it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
So you're saying guilty by association, basically.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think, don't quote me on it, I haven't seen her at the other conference. Like the preaching and stuff that she had done before. Mm-hmm. With the other bishops, and I haven't seen her on the roster. There was a time she was up there all the time. I tell you, I've been following her from the jump, from the get go, and now I'm like, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it throws you when there's a leader when they start switching up on you. I know they're people, I know they're human, mm-hmm. but still, it's like, what's going on here? Wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I'm listening, because I don't know her at all. And mm-hmm. it might, like I said, I'm learning because I don't know. I've never heard of her. I really didn't watch TBN like that, but never heard of her. It just, my first impression of her was these African angels. And I was just like, oh, okay. You know, all right, God. Like, I was just, and it's not, and I'm not saying I agree with her on anything. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, you know how you just got to be careful what you, like, with me not knowing this lady. And I don't, mm-hmm. I prayed before I got up here, and I was just like, God, reveal to me what to say. And mm-hmm. I'm going to be held accountable, whether she associated with whoever.
Mm-hmm.
If she has been led astray, it's her soul, you know, like I said.
My comments is pray. I said, I'm gonna pray for you.
Yeah,
I retweeted it.
It's so much.
I said, y'all need to pray for her on Twitter because when I'm this is something that I have read years ago, mm-hmm. and that scripture keeps. I may not be quoting it word for word, but it's basically when you get to this in the book of Timothy, where it comes to talk about the last days. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to the Lady Boss Show. I am so glad that you have decided to check me and Cousin Courtney, my co-host, out today. Make sure you catch me back here the same time, same place next week. As always, stay safe, for God's sake. Stay safe. I hope you wear a mask too, because these COVID cases is not playing out there in them streets, okay? All right, everybody. All right, kings and queens and seasoned saints, holla at me.